The Lord bless you, my precious heart dwellers. Today I was reminded of a dream that Father Ezekiel had in 2015, and there were waves of ocean water going way far inland, but they were in the sky. They were flying through the air, and they were carrying all kinds of sea creatures with them. All the sea creatures were just flying through the air. They were landing on people and on their cars, and everyone was in shock, running around totally stunned. What is this? Well, I've asked that that message be put up again so you could get a look at it. And the reason it came up was because I asked the Lord, what's going on? Because I felt that I was getting help in troubles. One of my readings from today really high-pointed help in troubles, and I wanted to know what kind of troubles, of course. And I opened the scriptures to the punishment of Moab, when God destroyed Moab. So the punishment of Moab, and I thought, great, you know, this is going to be about America. And I went to the Lord again. And I sensed he was pointing to Revelation, especially the church at Smyrna, that they went through a tremendous trial, but they held up. They stayed with the Lord till the end. I mean, I think that's what he's trying to bring to mind, that there's a big trial coming. It's going to affect the whole earth. So at that point, the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, my people, great tragedy is coming to this earth and this nation. Keep your hearts embedded in mine. Take comfort, for I will be with you. For those who do not understand what is going on, comfort them and call them to repentance. Great are the chastisements that will befall the earth. But it does not mean that I'm abandoning you. Oh no, quite the contrary. I am waking the inhabitants of earth up to understand where they stand in eternity and with me. Those who will repent, I will comfort and forgive their sins. Those who react with hostility and rebellion will have a very serious shock, as the earth and her inhabitants are judged and brought back to me. My mercy is never ending. I turn no one away, but I do require you to look at your life through my perspective and acknowledge the way you have chosen sin over righteousness. Those who repent will receive all my love and forgiveness, but those who recoil may be forever lost. My mercy stands at the door pleading with you to turn your hearts back to me. I have designed you, equipped you, cried over you, even spared you during trials you had no idea were coming. Attacks to kill you and your children have been thwarted, along with many warning episodes. I forgive those who are weak. Weakness I can forgive and bring you graces to succeed the next time. But rebellion and disrespect must be repented of, my little ones. Please bend your hearts before me so that I may wash you clean and restore you, even bringing you into a brand new grace-filled life. This is because I truly care deeply about your happiness. Please, just make acts of amendment and contrition. You've not been formed the right way as you grew up, and I have so much mercy for you. If only you will renounce your pride and tell me you are truly repentant.